No.
While he's having his lunch, I find myself standing next to a man who runs a radio program in effect, and he's been doing it for years, and it's all about business and entrepreneurs and all that. And you know, I'd never heard of him until recently, so I want him to become better known. I want him to become more world famous than he is, because he's got this weird name called The Persuaders, you know. I mean, God knows where he got it from. But Alex Gibson, can you introduce yourself and please tell us first, why on earth is your Twitter name The Persuaders?
Thanks, Paul. Great to be here in Limerick at my first visit to 3D Camp. It's called The Persuaders because my radio show is called The Persuaders, so that's my Twitter handle. The name The Persuaders for my show actually has an interesting background. I lecture in marketing at DIT, and one of the first books I ever read about marketing...
DIT is Dublin Institute of Technology, right? There are people listening to this all around the world, Alex.
Yeah, thank you. So one of the first books I ever read about marketing is actually an anti-marketing tome, to be honest, called The Hidden Persuaders, which was written in the 1960s by a chap called Vance Packard. It's a great read. I mean, it's out there if people want to find it. And he basically talked about the hidden persuaders was about the tricks that the psychologists use to understand our motives. And it was really way, way ahead of its time, because it's today now we're hearing a lot about neuromarketing and neuroscience, but this is written 40 years ago. He was talking about how understanding the hidden motives of people was the route to being able to persuade them. And so that was the concept. So then I thought, well, if I'm setting up a marketing program, which was my idea, and a program specifically for the marketing community, the